Police are searching for a gunman after a rush hour shooting in America's biggest city. The attack happened in a subway station in Brooklyn, New York. At least 10 people were shot, but 16 in all have been injured.
We didn't actually go downstairs, which we're glad we didn't. But, you know, we saw an ambulance coming out with a stretcher with a person on it. Their leg was injured. I'm not sure exactly what went on or what was going on. And then we saw, after that, two ambulances coming out with two people, like, hopping on one leg. Obviously, they got hurt in their leg as well. So I'm not quite sure what's going on or what's going on.
Well, New York police are telling people to stay away from where it happened. It's the 36th Street Station in Brooklyn. The area is home to the busy Chinatown and is popular for its views of the Statue of Liberty. It's a large warehouse district where many creative businesses have set up.
Just before 8:24 this morning, as a Manhattan-bound N train waited to enter the 36th Street Station, an individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway and in the platform. Again, we will describe him as an individual. He is being reported as a male black, approximately 5'5" tall, with a heavy build. He was wearing a green construction type vest and a hooded sweatshirt. The color is gray.
The people of the entire state of New York stand with the people of this city, this community, and we say no more. No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. It has to end, and it ends now. And we are sick and tired of reading headlines about crime, whether they're mass shootings or the loss of a teenage girl or a 13-year-old. It has to stop.
The U.S. president has been briefed about the shooting. Other politicians have been responding to the incident. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted saying he's closely monitoring the situation. He says, "I'm praying for all the victims, their families, all those impacted. I'm grateful for the quick action of our first responders. To everyone in New York, stay safe." Well, let's speak to Gabriel Elizondo, who's live for us in Brooklyn, New York. Gabriel, just bring us up to speed with what we know now, the latest with the investigation.
Well, there are still hundreds of law enforcement officers here at the scene. We're just about a half block away from one of the subway entrances. It's right there behind me. It's still taped off with police tape. No one can obviously go inside, as investigators are still combing through that subway station looking for any shell casings or any sort of evidence that could be used in the future. But primarily, really just combing through that area as this investigation continues. This is very much an active crime scene here, but it's not only here. There's also hundreds of police officers fanned out around this area searching for this suspect. That's really priority one. Secondarily, the crime scene, but even beyond that, the more urgent effort right now by law enforcement is to try to find this suspect urgently. And until that can happen, they will be having a lot of police fanned out through the area over the coming hours until they can arrest this suspect.
Gabriel, what do we know about the suspect?
Yeah, all police are saying is that he's a black male, that he was wearing a sort of a vest when he was on that subway train at about 8:45 this morning, a packed train filled with commuters going into New York City. Some students, young kids as well, because there's a couple schools just within a block of this subway station as well, when this suspect, who apparently was wearing some sort of gas mask, released some sort of smoke bomb of some kind on that train and then opened fire. Beyond that, police are saying they do not know his motive, obviously, at this point, and they also don't have any, they also don't know in which direction he really fled. At one time, police were actually underground, going, walking through the subway tracks, the underground tracks, looking for the suspect. They're still doing a little bit of that, but mostly trying to figure out which way did he run and where could that suspect possibly be. Obviously, a motive is going to be key, but I think as of now, the police say they simply have no motive. Here at this location in Brooklyn, you can still see there's lots of police officers here. Many of the streets are still blocked off. A little bit of calm has been restored here now that officers, police, and investigators have said there is no explosive devices in the subway station at all, as was someone first was reporting. Now the scene has really shifted to various parts of the city as they look for the suspect.
All right. Thank you for that. Gabriel Elizondo live for us from Brooklyn, New York.